Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We have a very serious question, because we only do serious stuff here at The Wake Up Call. What kind of a dog would be best at driving a car? This is based on news, guys.
Yeah, okay. We didn't just sit around and go, hey, what would be the best dog? No.
This is based on current events.
We were going over news stories to talk about on this news broadcast.
True crime, okay?
Yeah.
What dog would be best at driving a car? Call us at 916-909-1065. Katie, tell us why we're talking about
this. Here's why this came up. I found an article about a guy from Colorado who had way too many drinks, got behind the wheel of his car, got pulled over. And he's thinking to himself, I'm going to get busted here. Busted for a DUI.
Fourth time's not a charm for this guy.
So he has a good idea. Real quick, switches his dog from the passenger seat to the driver's seat. He goes to the passenger seat.
That'll trick him.
And the cop comes over and he goes, I told him not to drive.
Right.
I told him, bad dog.
Right, you know?
I don't know how
we got so far from home.
The guy was arrested. Duh.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't know what kind of dog it was, which I feel like is important to the story.
Anytime you have any story about a dog, it's important to know, one, what kind of dog it is and what this is the dog's name. Yeah.
Yeah. So it got us talking now, very unfortunately, it got us talking in a very public area of our building. And so multiple people started chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, this is our job, you guys.
What is the best kind of dog to drive a car?
Now, I want to make it clear. We can't just go on size.
Right.
Because it limits us.
Right.
Because just pretend that you can elongate the pedals.
Yes. Okay. Like how a little person still drives a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do that. Okay.
So don't just base it. And. Can I also throw in,
please,
what kind of car would that dog be driving?
I love that.
Okay.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
This is why you come to the Wake Up Call. What kind of dog would be best at driving a car?
I think a German Shepherd.
Okay. And tell us why.
I agree with you.
I feel like German Shepherds guard dogs and
alert.
Like anything that would happen, they can protect you. They would be paying attention.
Okay, so I agree with the fact that they do seem alert.
So, Jessica, thank you very much. We got German Shepherd on the line now. Let's talk to Tal. Good morning, Tal.
Hi.
Best kind of dog to drive a car. It's very simple and very important.
A Labrador.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I can go with you on this one.
Okay.
The Subaru commercials, they're the ones testing the car and it's dog approved.
That's TV. That's not real life.
That's not real life.
We're talking about real life. Okay, Tal?
That's just cameras and
special effects.
Filters.
Yeah, exactly. Tal, thank you so much for calling. Kevin, what do you think?
I think one of those Chihuahua ones. The long-haired ones.
Oh, a long-haired Chihuahua.
They're smarter than the no-haired ones, I think they could get things done.
I don't know if they're smarter.
I agree with you that they could drive a car.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I feel like they would be aggressive drivers.
Yeah, like speedy devils.
Sort of like bitchy drivers.
Yeah, and you don't want that. We can't let this go by without me throwing Corgi into the ring. I'm not saying necessarily that a Corgi would be the best dog to drive in a car.
It really wouldn't.
But with that big old peach bottom, boy, oh boy, it'd be comfortable.
I think that...
A Corgi would drive a minivan.
Yeah, but I think that they are a little too easily distracted. They text and drive.
But they're good herders. So they would follow the flow of traffic well.
Okay. Still, I do think they have undiagnosed ADHD.
Okay, well, listen. We're talking about what kind of a dog can drive a car. So we're getting too technical with this, but okay. I think we solved a lot of problems
also,
here.
Also, the fact that they have a fun bottom, it doesn't make you qualified to drive a car.
That guy said that dog could walk a tightrope. When's the last time you had to walk a tightrope to pass a driver's test?
Maybe we should.
I'll bet more people have passed a driver's test because of a great butt than have walked a tightrope.
Why are you saying tightrope?
Because I'm tired.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.